What's up? Good morning. 7:48 on a Tuesday. Welcome to it. Plan B Morning Show. Topic of the day brought to you by Special Light. In Decatur and Benton Harbor, there's a good chance you've walked through a Special Light door when you go to a local restaurant, school, store, or plant. Special Light, Decatur, Benton Harbor. Check them out. What is the story behind that scar? Man, I'm kind of regretting this topic, but it's interesting. Everybody's got a scar. Everybody's got them. What's the story? What'd you do? Huh? What are you, clumsy? 925-WIRX, 925-9479. Let's take a phone call here. WIRX, hello.
Hey. Hey, I actually have a story about a scar on my face.
What you got?
When I was about 10 years old, I was running towards my front door, and it was a glass, half glass, half...
Oh, boy.
And I ran my hand right through it, through the glass part. And I got a scar on my arm still, and I got a scar on my under my eye.
Here's a question for you. Did you try to yank your arm back out of the window?
Oh yeah. I was 10 years old. I wasn't thinking.
I think more often than not, that's where the scar comes from. I think if you go through a window, a good life hack or a good life tip is to go, just keep going. Because once you yank back, that's when you get the scars. That's when you get torn open.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was pretty messed up.
That sounds pretty sounds pretty gnarly, man. I appreciate the call, brother.
Yeah, take it easy.
Later. WIRX.
Hey, good morning.
Morning, man. What's up?
I got a good scar story for you.
Lay it on me. What you got?
You know that one, you put your hand on the table? And you take a knife and you put it between each finger really fast.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Well, I can do it the fastest.
Yeah. You got a scar, though, don't you?
Yeah, I also cut my ring finger. I put the steak knife right in along the bone, and I got a 2-inch scar on my ring finger for life.
Did it go through?
Yeah, it did.
No, dude. Yeah. Were people watching?
Oh, yeah.
I bet you got
it. I know I was the winner.
Yeah, right. Yeah, you won that one, man. That's gruesome, brother. I appreciate the call.
For sure. You say good morning.
Let's be honest. Every time somebody plays that game, hey, check this out, man. You got a knife? They put their hand on the table. Ooh, I come around. I'm watching. I am front in line right there. Something's going to happen. He's getting close. Ha! He did it. Ah, oh, man, that's gruesome. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. I got some Facebook answers here. Blake says, overexcited dog with long nails greeted me and tore my back open. His back, huh? No, I'm sorry. Tore the back of my hand open. Yeah, it sucks. Yeah, you know what? I've never had a dog. I've always had cats. I think you guys know that. But I've learned, if you're in water, I stay away from dogs. Yeah, doggy paddling and trying, oh, what's a cute dog. Ah, you get shredded to pieces. Lloyd says, too many to list. Missy says, scar on my neck just above my collarbone is from cervical spine fusion. They had to relieve pressure on my spinal cord in two spots. Hey, just sounds bad. Sounds like it hurts. Sandra says, I put my fist through a window. See, there's another one. Fist through the window. Actually, I had a buddy do that, too. Fist through the window. You know what the problem was? He punched the window and pulled his hand back out. That's where the slice comes, man. You just got to follow through and tuck and roll or something. It's like when you pull it back out, that's where you're going to get the scar. He had to get airlifted to the hospital. That was no joke. I mean, he gashed his whole arm open. Stephanie says, burned my leg while camping. Oh, yeah. I've had that happen. I've had a pant leg catch on fire. I was running like a fool. Ah! Stop, drop, and roll! Richard says, which one? See, everybody's got scars, man. Riley says, when I was 2, I fell into a glass coffee table, knocked out all of my front teeth. Ah, dude. Along with getting several cuts around my eye that needed stitches. Yeah, that's brutal, man. Just glass. Just stay. Don't be punching windows, ladies and gentlemen. Jennifer says, when I was a kid, I fell out the top bunk, ripped my chin open when I hit the floor at Christmas. Nothing like laying in the ER, having your jawbone cleaned over Christmas break. Oh, man. She says, wow, does sound travel through bone? Ah, sounds brutal. Laura, sorry about this, guys. People getting queasy. Laura says, I was pushed out of the chair onto an A&W mug that broke. Oh, no. I had a deep cut over my eye. Scratches under my eye. Nasty scar over my left eye. Well, that sucks. Jason says, shot in the mouth. Dude, with what? A gun? Michelle says, bringing my daughter into this crazy world via C-section. Yeah. See, that's another thing. Chalk me up. I'm glad I'm a guy. It's just something you don't really think about. You know, you gonna cut me open? Okay. Ladies, you have it rough. Yeah. So hats off to you. Hats off to the ladies this morning. Derek says that roller skate flew off a foot in front of me. Put a good gash on my right eyebrow. Oh, yeah. Pop goes away. Yep. Naomi says jumping off a bicycle ramp, catching the barbed wire fence with my leg. Oh, that's nasty. Those are nasty ones, too. Not to mention, like, tetanus shot. It's never a clean barbed wire fence. Where's the one? This one guy had a good one. This one, I got stabbed by an umbrella. Shenanigans with a shopping cart. There's one guy had said that you got hit by a heel or something. Where is that? Anyway, 925-WIREX, 925-9479. Oh, here it is. This guy says he got cut open by a heel doing a threesome with his girlfriend. So threesomes are fun, but not when both girls are wearing heels. Ah! How'd that end up? How'd that night end up? You know? There you go, 925-WIREX, 925-9479. What is that scar? What is the story behind that scar? Your answer's coming up. It's WIREX.